These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, Ralph Rangnick has admitted he has not made as much progress as he might have hoped in stamping his authority on the team. Despite being unbeaten in four games in all competitions since replacing Ole Gunnar Solskjaer at the Old Trafford helm on an interim basis, the highly rated German coach has been frustrated in his efforts to implement his methods by the COVID-19 layoff, which saw his side not play for 16 days, ahead of Monday's 1-1 Premier League draw at struggling Newcastle. With Burnley next up tonight, Rangnick has admitted that his team's performances are still far from where he expected them to be when he took over. Moving on to the team news ahead of the game, and Rafael Varane and Edinson Cavani returned from injury for that 1-0 draw with Newcastle and could appear this evening. However, Bruno Fernandes has hit 5 bookings for the season and is suspended for the visit of the Clarets. Victor Lindelof tested positive for COVID-19 early in the week and is unavailable, and Eric Bailly has flown back from the AFCON for this game and will rejoin his country afterwards. Luke Shaw and Aaron Wan-Bissaka may rotate into the side, while Donny van de Beek and Jadon Sancho could also start. Finally, in Sevilla, transfer chief Monchi has reportedly made striking a deal for Anthony Martial his top priority after seeing an initial loan bid snubbed. The Spanish outfit are keen to rescue Martial from Old Trafford by whisking him away to La Liga on a short-term loan. The French striker went public with his desire to quit the Premier League earlier this month after falling down the pecking order. Despite making his intentions clear, United have rebuffed Sevilla's initial loan bid, which didn't include an option or obligation to buy and would have only seen them take on a fraction of his £150,000 a week salary. However, according to L'Équipe, that snub hasn't deterred Monchi, who is set to prioritise thrashing out a deal for Martial as he looks to keep Los Rojiblancos' unlikely title bid alive. That's all for now. We'll have more later.